The Ski Flirt by Leah Lind. Narrated by Lily Ward. The line to security in Copenhagen Airport is long and moves at a snail's pace. I narrow my eyes and try to enter a minimal zen state. But my sweater itches my skin like a scouring pad in all the places that the tank top leaves exposed, and the heat makes my cheeks simmering pink. I can't fathom why humankind seems to have agreed that wool is a breathable material. In any case, these retired fur tufts make my whole body feel like I'm in a pressure cooker. But I have to keep the sweater on because I decided before leaving home that I didn't want to check my luggage. So I'm keeping within the limits of hand luggage, which is pretty difficult to do with a winter wardrobe, even if it is only for a weekend, and even if we rent our equipment once we are there. The line moves another sorry inch. Disheartened, I kick the fat-ass suitcase, which is almost as roly-poly as Uncle Mojin's after Christmas. So much for saving time at check-in by only bringing hand luggage. Finally, I get there.
"Now it's your turn, miss,"
the security guard grins at me. He is actually pretty hot, well-built, with a playful look in his eyes. I pick up my suitcase and turn my head coquettishly in an attempt to bring out the old me. But it probably looks more like a tick. The old Anya feels like ice ages ago. I used to always be the outgoing type. The one that everyone thinks is a little too much when she's wearing stilettos and holding a cocktail, but who doesn't care because it's all fun and games.
"Viola, madame,"
he says, and lets me through. I miss the outgoing, flirty Anya, a carefree, you-only-live-once type of person with a as-long-as-we-don't-die philosophy. The past few months have been dark. Jonas has left me in a glum chaos where everything feels insurmountable. I can't be bothered to do anything. Literally anything. I just want to lie under my duvet.